AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the fighting, killed at least 50 today. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In the northern suburb of Bucha, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova says it's worrisome, contemplating what may yet be found in the country's south and east.
We don't know what will be the next. Mariupol, our pain too. You see what they are doing in Mariupol. That's why it's not only war crimes. It's crimes against humanity, systematic crimes against humanity.
Embracing her historic Supreme Court confirmation today, Ketanji Brown Jackson delivered a simple message. Sagar Magani.
Jackson says it took 232 years and 151 prior justices nominated for the high court to get its first black woman, and to huge cheers said, "We've made it, all of us."
Our children are telling me that they see now more than ever that here in America, anything is possible.
With President Biden saying this is what he envisioned when he decided to nominate the court's first black female justice.
I could see it as a day of hope, a day of promise, a day of progress.
Jackson will not formally join the court until this summer, once former boss Stephen Breyer retires. When she does, it'll mark the first time four women and two black justices serve together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the S&P and the NASDAQ fell, the Dow rose. This is AP News. SpaceX has launched three businessmen and their astronaut escort for a week plus at the International Space Station.
The businessmen paid about $55 million apiece.
AP correspondent Marcia Dunn reports it's the first all-private crew.
This is SpaceX's first private charter flight to the space station. These four men are actually going to dock tomorrow, Saturday, with the International Space Station and have a stay there for more than a week before splashing back down.
And there will be more private flights.
The Houston company that arranged everything, Axiom Space, this is just the first of many such flights that they're planning over the next several years. NASA is helping private companies like Axiom set the stage for having private space stations, and NASA would be a customer of many on those commercial space stations.
That's the AP's Marcia Dunn, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.